Chapter 4. The Ego. The mind is nothing else than the I thought. The mind and the ego are one and the same. Intellect, will, ego, and individuality are collectively the same mind. It is like a man being variously described according to his different activities. The individual is nothing else than the ego, which, again, is only the mind. Simultaneously with the rise of the ego, the mind appears, associated with the reflected nature of the self, like the red-hot iron in the example. How is the fire in the red-hot iron to be understood? As being one with it? Since the individual is nothing else than the ego, and is inseparable from the self, as the fire and the red-hot iron are, there is no other self to act as witness of the individual than the individual himself functioning as the ego, which after all is only the mind associated with reflected consciousness. The very same self not only shines unaffected in the heart, like the fire in the iron, but is also infinite like space. It is self-luminous in the heart as pure consciousness, as the one without a second, and manifesting universally as the same in all individuals. It is known as the Supreme Spirit. Heart is merely another name for the Supreme Spirit, because he is in all hearts. Thus the red-hot iron is the individual. The fiery heat is the witnessing self. The iron is the ego. The pure fire is the all-immanent and all-knowing Supreme Spirit.